So once again, we come to our meditation practice. And feeling ourselves sitting or lying down, whatever our chosen posture is. And bringing awareness to that posture. Allowing ourselves to know exactly how our body is feeling in this moment, whether it's lying or sitting. Allowing awareness to move through the body, noticing our position, noticing sensations, noticing tension and stress. And giving ourselves the opportunity to release. Allowing ourselves to settle into our position. Feeling our weight sinking downwards into the cushions, the chair, the bed. And gradually arriving at that sense of being supported and held unconditionally. Coming to rest. And feeling the breath flowing. And as we are just settling and grounding ourselves, coming to rest, just for a short while, allowing the breath to be exactly as it is. Noticing how it feels. And allowing the mind to come to rest with the body. So that as we go into this practice, we can be as relaxed and as restful as we possibly can right now. And when and if you feel ready, slowly allowing yourself to begin to breathe a little bit more deeply, a little bit more slowly. Not suddenly forcing a change, but allowing it just to gradually and gently develop. The body breathing a little bit more deeply, a little bit more slowly. Feeling the air being drawn in. Feeling the sense of relaxation as the body breathes out. And giving yourself time to settle into this new rhythm of breathing. Allowing body and mind to become used to this slower and deeper way of breathing. Then, if you wish, placing a hand or both hands on the area of the heart and beginning to feel the breath being taken right in to the heart space. Feeling the breath being taken in and then sent out. Breathing into and from this heart space. And as we're taking the breath right into the heart space and feeling that sense of the heart space opening up, making contact as best we can with the feelings and the emotions that come from the heart, sense of caring and kindness, sense of love and compassion. Feeling that these feelings and emotions are there every time you take the breath right into the heart space and every time you send it out again. And recognizing that there's a sense here of opening up to our essence, our essential nature, a loving and caring nature, a compassionate nature, empathy is here, the desire to help others and relieve them of their suffering is here. And connecting with these feelings, with our essential nature, we continue to take in the breath right into this heart space and then send it out again as we breathe out. And then when and if we're ready, and only if we feel ready, beginning to open up to our experience right now, exactly as it is, not as it might have been earlier on today, not as we might wish it to be, not as we might worry that it could be tomorrow, but just as it is right now. If there's joy and happiness, then we take it in, right into the heart space. As it passes through the heart space, it's met with an unconditional sense of kindness and caring and love and compassion. A place where there is no sense of judgment whatsoever. And having passed through this place, this space, we then send it out. And if there's sadness, or frustration, or even anger or resentment, should those arise in this moment, then we take them in to our heart space, where they're welcomed, where there's no restriction whatsoever on what we allow in. Then we expose it to that sense of love and compassion, and then send it out again. So for a few minutes, just experiencing ourselves exactly as we are right now, taking our experience in to the center of our being, to the heart space, sending it out. And observing how it is changed by this circulation. And then maybe there is something in our lives which is difficult right now. Maybe we are experiencing something that is negative, that is difficult for us to deal with. And if we feel that we're able, beginning to take that negativity, whatever it is, right into our heart space, to our essential nature, welcoming it in, soothing it with our sense of love and kindness and compassion, and then sending it out again. And if it helps, visualizing whatever that negativity is, there's a cloud, a dark cloud, and gradually as we breathe in, taking in that dark cloud, that feeling of negativity, taking it right into the heart, opening out to it, treating it with kindness and love and compassion, and then sending it out again. Noticing that as we open up completely and take in something which is dark and a little bit difficult, when we send it out again, it can be lighter. Less negative, less heavy, less difficult. And as we keep breathing it in, allowing it to move through our heart space and then sending it out. It can be transformed, purified. So we're breathing it in as the energy of something negative, and through our own sense of loving kindness and compassion, we can gradually change it into something very bright and very positive. Something, in fact, that we can send back to ourselves. The realization that all of our negative energy can be transformed into the positive and bright and clear energy of love and of compassion. And then finally in this practice, once we feel that we have looked after and taken care of ourselves, we can begin to look outwards to the suffering of others. And we can begin to take in their suffering, maybe also visualizing it as something dark, something cloudy. And we breathe in this suffering of others, taking it right in to our heart space, welcoming it with all the love and compassion that we can summon up. And then we send out our positivity, our best wishes, our love and our compassion to whoever's suffering right now. Sending it out as a clear, pure energy, or as a light that counteracts the darkness of suffering. So we're breathing in the suffering of others, taking in their negativity, their darkness, their pain, and then breathing out relief to them, the form of our good wishes, our love, our compassion, a pure energy that we're breathing out, sending out from us with every breath. And maybe as we are continuing to do this as best we can, just realizing that our sense of love and compassion is infinite. It's an infinite resource inside ourselves. And that we don't have to worry about exhausting it. That it will always be there when we're choosing to breathe into it and to allow ourselves to connect with it. So for the last few moments of this meditation practice, continuing to breathe in the suffering of others as best we can, taking it in and then sending out hope and relief, empathy, kindness, caring, and a fervent desire that they be relieved of their suffering, whoever they are.